Australia is experiencing a population boom of centenarians, or people over the age of 100. Researchers say it's the fastest growing age group in the world. Karen Mitchell-Moore explores some of the secrets to a long life.
Until a few years ago, Neve Young was regularly climbing up and down ladders and jackhammering as an opal miner in far western New South Wales, which is pretty good for a bloke who'll turn 100 this year.
Yes, I gave it up when? 5 years ago.
The age of 95.
95. I had a minor stroke, actually, and my wife wasn't well at the time, so we decided we'd go into semi-retirement.
When he turns 100 in May, Neve would join a growing number of Australians reaching the Centenarian Club. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the number of Australians aged over 100 has surged in the past 40 years, from 300 in 1976 to almost 5,000 last year. How do you feel about turning 100?
Just another statistic. Ever since Auntie Alice turned 104, relations always say, well, who's going to be as good as Auntie Alice?
If you've got family who have lived a long life, there's a pretty good chance you will too. Professor Perminder Sachdev from the University of New South Wales says genetics, as well as having a physically active social lifestyle, are among the main factors which govern whether someone will live to 100.
I think if you have longevity in the family, then certainly there is something that you're going to inherit that makes you more likely to live longer. Yeah. But then, of course, you can jeopardize that with a negative lifestyle. So you have to sort of supplant that.
Professor Sachdev is a co-director at the university's Centre for Healthy Brain Ageing, where he's been involved in a study of centenarians for the past 7 years. He says the over 100s is the fastest growing population in the world.
We expect that there's going to be a several-fold increase in the number of centenarians. I think middle of the century, I think there'll be 2 million centenarians around the world. So it's actually one of the fastest growing populations.
Statistically, the closer you get to the big mark, the better your chances of making it. So generally, if you live to 90, then there's a pretty good shot of you living to 100.
Yeah, there is a reasonable shot. Yeah, absolutely.
Hazel Fox passed the milestone a couple of years ago. She's 102 and still goes to the gym daily for a treadmill and cycling workout at her aged care home in rural Victoria.
Well, I go to keep fit and keep my limbs and muscles moving. I've got good muscles still. They're trying to fatten me up, but that doesn't help.
She also credits working as a nanny for celebrity families, including the Packers.
I think when you're 40 years with children and playing games with them and everything like that, that's a good exercise. I'd like to know why I'm still here. I don't know whether I'm here for some reason or punishment or what.
That's 102-year-old Hazel Fox ending that report from Karen Mitchell-Moore.